controlled by Laverne in the black uniforms and DeLorean Sparks. First bank three to get us started in what is likely to be a shootout at the OK Corral. Laverne in the road uniforms, black uniforms tonight. Siegel in the white uniforms with a little silver trim. Feed inside to Damian Clark. They flip it back out to Jones. Jones has it left wing. They're moving right to left as we see it. They being the Siegel Stars. Around the horn, it's Clark. Charles Clark fakes left, goes right, goes up, and is fouled on the floor. It'll be out of bounds. And we'll check the foul for you. It's on DeLorean Sparks. His first, game's first, team's first. Inbounds to Jones, now to Burton. Burton lobs it underneath. Damian Clark high off the glass, won't go. Rebound Gooch, tips it back out. Charles Clark now to Ryan Jones to the foul line. Burton fakes, now pulls up for the two right side. Won't fall. Rebound, bounds around. Damian Clark there, and they just watched him lay it in. Reverse style. Damian Clark, 3-2 Laverne. They have the ball.
That's the advantage that Siegel's going to have tonight. Reese is really going to have to be effective underneath.
J.J. Horner has it tipped by Charles Clark, and Charles is going to pick up the foul there. That's a little touchy. Scotty Boykin for Riverdale getting ready to wrestle in the state championship match, so good luck to him down in Franklin. Chucky Sutton has it now and flips it back out. DeLorean Sparks to the left wing. J.J. Horner, they're moving left to right as we see it from our broadcast position here at Smyrna High School. They get it into Sutton. He's double-teamed, even triple-teamed, and stolen away, but then thrown away by Siegel. Laverne, they're going to call Sutton with a push foul on Burton. Burton took the charge. And Charles Sutton picks up his first foul.
Well, he got three offensive fouls last night, so continuing that trend, lowering that head a little bit and that elbow. Lowering the shoulder, I guess I should say.
So Siegel brings it down the floor with Jones walking it up. No pressure. Jones now to Clark. Charles turns, spins, now fires up the three from the right side. No good off of Damian Clark's knee and out of bounds. It's going to be Laverne basketball. 3-2, 6:07 left here in the first quarter of play. Ben Dotson, the head coach of Siegel, and Chris Chambers at Laverne. Ball rolling around on the floor. Nobody has possession, and finally coming out of there with it is Johns. And now a foul called on Gooch, I believe. It is on Dominique Gooch.
Well, the officials are definitely calling this one tight, and that's going to be a big factor in this game if they continue that trend.
Already four team fouls, and we've played 2 minutes. It's two on either team. Horner fakes the drive, has it stripped away. Turnover Laverne. Charles Clark just gets it across the timeline. Burton driving the lane, floats one up there, no good. Rebound, tipped out of bounds, and last touch by Clark. Damian Clark. Burton fires it in to Damian Clark, who flips it back out to Charles Clark. Now back to Burton in the far wing. Burton, a few dribbles to Jones now, and Jones resets. John's playing off of Jones a little bit. Left side, Charles Clark faked the three, didn't take it. Now back to Dominique Gooch. Gooch gives it up to Damian Clark, who pops out to the left wing. Siegel being very deliberate here on this possession. Jones uses a pick, goes to the far side, now backs it out. Stutter steps, glides to the lane, to the rack. He's fouled going up after the missed shot. I don't know if it's him or if it was on the rebound. It's on the rebound, and it's on Damian Clark. Make that Dominique Gooch.
Over the back. That's two on Gooch.
That is two on him. 3-2. Laverne with a three-pointer to take the lead. Clark just drops under 5 minutes. Left corner, three ball, skyward. It is up, no good by Johns. Rebound, Siegel. Siegel running. Charles Clark, foul line, glides in there off the right block, blocked. Rebound put back there by Gooch. Make that Ryan Jones with the put back. And we've got a timeout on the floor, 30-second style, and a word from Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction, 896-4600, that number, right, John?
That's right. When you need immediate results, there's no better way to sell your property than with a professional auction team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction. Get more buyers at your sale by using the power of Bob Parks Auction with Stan Vaught and Bob Bug, 896-4600, and online at bobparksauction.com. With Bob and Stan, you can consider it sold.
The girls' tournament is set in terms of the consolation and finals. Girls' consolation game Monday night at 6 will feature Oakland and Smyrna. Championship game, Riverdale and Blackman. We'll have them on the air for you beginning at 5:45 Monday evening. Laverne with the inbounds. They trail by a point, 4-3 Laverne, or 4-3 Siegel, rather. Sutton underneath, misses the shot. Rebound put back. Will this fall for Reese? No, but there's a foul. Boy, Reese is a big presence in the paint for the Wolverines.
Well, they do have, Siegel does have a size advantage when you come to the boards, but probably the biggest player in there is Reese.
First free throw from the Fans Heating and Air free throw line is good. He'll have another. Fans Heating and Air providing unparalleled product, service, and support. 893-7930. Second toss, good. Reese with two. Reese had 21 in their win last night. All these nights are running together. Win last night over Smyrna. Hard-fought game, that one was. Jones near side to Charles Clark, 5-4. Laverne now, John A. Simpson into the game. He has it now, a turn, spins, fires it up there, trying to counter that big body, and there's a foul on the rebound called on Siegel.
Well, Siegel's getting a lot of fouls on him.
Foul is on Burton, his first. Fifth team foul. Trice comes in for the Siegel Stars. The last game came down to the final seconds, and Siegel won at home 67-65 and won by 10 at Laverne. Ball last touched by, he pointed the other way. It should be Laverne ball. It is. Last touched by Laverne. So they'll inbound on the far baseline. Triggering it in. The three by DeLorean Sparks is good. First bank three. Leave him open out there. He's deadly. Down the floor. Simpson going to lay it in the hole. Oh, he missed it. He was wide open. Charles Sutton drives in, now flips it back out. Antonio Coward in the game for Laverne has it now. Coward gives it up to Johns. He's trapped and he's over and back. Turnover. Good defense there by Jones and Charles Clark. That's the third Wolverine turnover. 8-4 Laverne.
Good pressure there by Siegel out front.
2-3 matchup. Charles Clark for three. No good. Rebound tipped up. Simpson can't hold on to it. Loose ball down the floor, Sparks. Sparks with the bounce pass. Coward has to run it down. Now to Sutton for three, in and out. Rebound, Laverne has it. It's Johns rolling on the floor. Johns picks it up. Passes back out to Isaiah Reese, and now they reset. Sparks gets it inside to Sutton. Turns, spins, has it blocked by Trice, and now Trice has it. Flips it up to Jones, and now Jones going to be fouled by Sparks. Boy, they are very, very touchy in this game. This is a different officiating crew than we had in the first boys game, and they let Blackman and Oakland play a little bit, John, but this is the same crew that called the last girls game.
Well, I don't know if this is the purpose of it, to make sure that it doesn't get out of hand, but they definitely are doing that. They're calling them fast and furious.
2 minutes, 50 seconds left in the first. 8-4, Laverne. Siegel with the ball. Right wing, it's Martin in the game. Now Jones fires up the three. It is no good from the left wing. Down the floor and on the run, Laverne. Driving, shot up, no good by Coward. Siegel going the other way. Jones is going to be fouled by Sutton. And that's two on Charles Sutton.
And Sutton going to have to go to the bench with two fouls. And, you know, that play, he was literally kind of out of control when he went up. You're better off probably not reaching in or doing anything.
Jones at the charity stripe. Hits the first. He'll have another toss from the fans' heating and air free throw line. 8-5. This could pull Siegel within two. Jones, a big deep breath, shot it and got it. Jones with 4 points. 8-6, Laverne. 2:24 and counting here in the first. Johns bounces it inside, gets it to Reese, and there's a foul on Simpson, I believe. 22. Nope. It's on Ryan Jones. First foul for him. Sixth team foul, so Laverne will be in the 1-1 in a moment. Shot up by Mike McCarroll, who just came in. It's no good. Siegel down quickly. Charles Clark missed the runner in the lane. Long ball after the rebound by Laverne, thrown away, and now Siegel's thrown it away. Trying to go down low to John A. Simpson, but not a very good pass to him.
Good idea. I'm not sure that John Simpson was ready for it.
Under 2 minutes to go here in the first. Laverne by two. Cowart, the three. Swish. Fade away so much that he fell back on his rumpus. 11-6, Laverne. Jones tips it over to Clark. Clark trying to use a pick, but they double screen off of it. Charles Clark now back out to Tay Martin. It's tipped and stolen away. Coward coming the other way. Bounce pass, go in the lane. Get it underneath to Reese. It's up and good. And that's actually Kalen Fuller who checked in for Reese. 13-6, Laverne. Minute 9 to go. Clark to Damian Clark. Simpson cutting through, flips it back out to Jones. Jones long two-pointer, no good. Charles Clark, Damian Clark has it ripped away. McCarroll down the floor, and McCarroll double dribbled. Aiden Burton going to check in here. 5 turnovers for Laverne. 4 for Siegel. Coming the other way are the Stars. Charles Clark trying to drive baseline. Nothing there. Missed it. McCarroll with the rebound. 45 seconds to go in the first. Johns turns and spins, gets out of the way. Now flipping it over to McCarroll, left side. Johns drives, cut off there. Flips it out, now gets it back. He's at the left wing with 30 seconds. They may go for one here. Driving to the left side, now pulls up. And the three ball is buried. Marquise Johns, first bank three, and it's Laverne by 10. 12 seconds. Jones walks it across the timeline now. Jones to Burton. Burton lobs it underneath. Damian Clark missed it. Rebound. Laverne with two, with one. From midcourt, Johns, it is short. And your score after one quarter of play, 16-6. Laverne leads here on State Farm 7AAA basketball from WGNS.
Since 1940, your first choice for air conditioning and heating repairs has been Roscoe Brown. Now when you have plumbing problems, it's also Roscoe Brown. You can depend on Roscoe Brown for any type of plumbing service and innovative plumbing solutions. Roscoe Brown is fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and fully qualified to assist with heating, air conditioning, and now plumbing. Roscoe Brown. Phone 888-MY-ROSCOE.
The fun never ends at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
People have to have a recreational outlet, and this is one the whole family can attend, and everybody can enjoy it.
Roy Bowden is the owner of the Smyrna Bowling Center.
With a lot of the people working second and third shifts, they want to relax and have something to do before they get home and unwind, and this facility actually runs 24 hours a day.
That's right, 24 hours of fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm 7 AAA basketball tournament coverage on WGNS. Brought to you by Thompson Services, Animal City, Midas of Murfreesboro, Music World, Drummer's Den, State Farm agent Celeste Middleton, and Planters Peanuts.
DJ McGee in the game. Passes off Gooch. Now going down low is Martin, who's also in there and gets the basket off a screen and roll. 16-8, your score. Laverne with the lead. Lots of players subbed in. Driving the lane is Cook and has it blocked. Siegel going the other way now. Gooch fires it up in the corner to Martin. Martin's three is no good, and then Gooch runs down the loose ball, and then he's going to be fouled by Antonio Cowart. See if there's anybody else in there for Laverne. Trice is in. For Siegel. Edwin Roberts is in there as well. That's one that I meant to give you as well.
Reese and Johns come back in for Laverne.
McGee has the ball now. Go to the right side after one pass. Now Gooch has it, drives the lane. They're going to call an offensive foul. I bet you, and they do. It's just been kind of the way things have gone, and unfortunately for Dominique Gooch, that is his third foul, and he's going to have to come out.
He's a big player for Siegel. I mean, he's an important cog in that offense.
T.J. Stewart coming in, sophomore, replacing the junior Dominique Gooch. Stewart out front, guarding Laverne. Cook has it. Cook to Cowart. Now back top of the key to Johns. Cowart's three. They're unconscious shooting those three balls. Antonio Cowart with a first bank three. 19-8 Wolverines. Trice in the corner. The three, no good. Siegel needs an answer. They've lost it out of bounds. It is off of Siegel and Laverne basketball. Siegel's got to do something to stop the bleeding here. Laverne,
well, they're
smells
in a,
blood in the water.
They've gone to a zone, and but Cowart and Sparks are just shooting over it.
J.J. Horner passes across court to Cook. Now back to Johns, top of the key. They do feed it in the corner to J.J. Horner. The long baseline two-pointer up, no good. Roberts with the rebound. McGee, long pass up, threw it away. Just a bad pass there, five turnovers.
Well, Ben Dodson pretty much has cleared his bench. I mean, he's used just about everybody tonight trying to find a combination that's working.
Well, there's not anybody here in the game right now that started. Ball almost stolen away, or is it? It's rolling on the floor. It is going to be picked up. Laverne turnover, and then Stewart, they say he stepped out of bounds.
Six turnovers apiece for both teams. Now the starting unit coming back out for Siegel.
Well, they're bringing in four. Somebody's going to stay in here. McGee.
Laverne doing all of this, Brian, with Charles Sutton on the bench with two fouls. And if he can save him for the rest of the half, that's going to be big for Laverne.
19-8. Laverne leads with 5:43 left in the first half. Isaiah Reese flips it back out to Cook. Cook pulls up the long two. Kind of an awkward shot. Missed it. Rebound, Damian Clark. Damian Clark to Jones, and Jones going to be fouled by Antonio Cowart. That's two for Cowart. Neither team has really gotten into any kind of rhythm with all of the fouls that have been called in this one.
The difference in the game is the threes by Laverne.
McCarroll back in the game now. Coach Dodson on the floor yelling out the play. Now Jones brings it down. He uses a screen to Charles Clark, kind of a pick and roll, and they throw it away. It's a good idea. Had they thrown it to Clark. And McGee's going to steal it away. Another Laverne turnover. McGee down the floor, rolling around. They reach in, they grab. And it's going to be a foul on the Wolverines. 24, Reese. First foul for him. Seventh team foul. Both teams in the bonus.
You know, Brian, we talked about this in the pregame, how we don't like buys. Well, all the teams that have played tonight that had buys have kind of gotten off to slow starts. Now, they've not necessarily mean that they've lost. They've won, but they've all gotten off to slow starts.
McGee misses the 1-1 from the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. 5 minutes to go, 19-8. Martin Ray's into the game for Laverne. Passes off, gets it back, drives, and now just lost thrown it away.
Yeah, just lost it off his arms.
Well, you said Siegel had played everybody, and they have played everybody. Laverne has almost played everybody on their bench. They've got two more that haven't been in, so this is a game that has seen lots of personnel out there. Ryan Jones, he's wide open. Got it. First bank three, Ryan Jones, and the Stars needed that in the worst way. They trim the Laverne lead to 8. And now Laverne has thrown it away. Lob up to Clark. Charles missed the lay-in. Aiden Burton going up. They didn't call the foul. And it is Laverne basketball. He lost it out of bounds. In the backcourt, Rays. Bounce pass over to Reese. Between his legs, he lost it. Burton stolen it away. Trey Trice has it to Charles Clark. Clark, behind the back dribble, goes to the left side. Layup won't fall. Rebound, got his own, goes up, no call. Trice on the offside with the rebounded put back. 19-13, Siegel on a run. Laverne with the lead, 3:54 to go. And now Laverne's going to throw it over for the third time in a row. That is 10 turnovers for the Wolverines. Huge opportunity here for Siegel. Jones at the left wing now brings it back out between the circles. To Charles Clark for three. It's online, in and out. Rebound, tipped up. Reese has it. Reese down the far sideline. May not give it up. Glides in the lane. Layup, too hard. Rebound, Trice. Trice didn't look up the floor to see Clark. Now he lost the ball. It was tipped away. Ball rolling on the floor, and they're going to call a foul on Ryan Jones. And the reason they called the foul on Jones, John, is he wrapped around the front of him and held him.
And due to the fact that they lost the ball, that cost them a foul on Ryan Jones, and they can't ill afford to lose him either.
And that's going to send Martin Rays to the foul line, the 6'2 senior for the Laverne Wolverines. Boy, did they have some battles last year, John. Substate team had some battles with Blackman last year, Laverne did. Hit the front end of the 1-1, so he'll have another at the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. I guess maybe one of the best games that we've ever done has to rank up there is that region final game from Shelbyville. Darius Thompson hit a shot right at the very end to give them the win. That was amazing. Second one falls. Of course, Blackman followed that up with the Substate game that was a huge win over Bradley. Thought they were done in both of those games. Lob, they get it into Burton, turn spins. He dumps it low to John A. Simpson. What a great pass.
Super pass. I don't even know how he saw him.
Simpson gets in the scorebook for his first basket. 21-15, Laverne. They have the ball in the backcourt, in trouble, and now a reach-in foul called on Burton. This is a very touchy game. That's the second foul on Burton. John, we've got, with the foul situation the way it is, We may see some folks not in here at the end.
Yeah. And Siegel has really been hit hard with them.
Shot it. Missed it. Trice had the rebound. Reese has it and going to flip it in the hole. Isaiah Reese recipient of a big break right there. 23-15, Laverne, under 3 minutes to go in the half. Jones straight away, surveying the defense. Popping out to help is Charles Clark. The three from the left wing, swish. Charles Clark, first bank three. 23-18, Wolverines. Siegel has him trapped and get out of it. Reese, they feed him down low, one-handed with the left hand. Up there, no good, and now Reese is going to push. It's going to be Siegel basketball while we're going to the other end to shoot free throws. Forgot about that. This is going to make this game much longer, I think, with all the free throws. That's two fouls on Reese.
Well, one thing Siegel has done, they've kind of gotten themselves back in the game and only down by five, and it was looking kind of rough for them early, but they've kind of gotten themselves back in it.
That was 16-6 into the first, and I think it was 19-6.
19-6, yeah.
Before there was a bit of a run.
Well, Chris Chambers has used a lot of players, and I think I know why. Because he just played a game last night, and I think he's got a lead. He's trying to survive the second quarter and give these guys a rest. And he's used a lot of guys tonight.
Trice misses the 1-1. Doesn't get the second attempt. Laverne flips it back out to Horner. Now Horner drives baseline. No good from the far side. Tips it out. And now Cortez Shaw, fires it up the two from the left side. From the foul line is good. Cortez Shaw just came in and immediately contributed a two-point basket. Feed to John A. Simpson, and he's going to be pushed from behind. And this foul is going to be on Kalen Fuller, who's also in there for the Wolverines. And Simpson going to the foul line. It's double bonus next time either team fouls. Martin coming in, Charles Clark going out. We understand Robert Brandon's rehab is going well for Siegel. Simpson misses the free throw. 25-18. And stolen away by Siegel. Laverne turnover, no look pass. And Ryan Jones, they pass back to him from Martin. Missed it, put back, won't fall. But Jones is going to go to the foul line. The foul called on number two, I think. Yep, it is on Marquise Johns. First foul for him. And two shots upcoming.
11 turnovers for the Wolverines. That's a stat you would think they'd be trailing.
Ryan Jones hit the first Fans Heating and Air free throw. They've built their business on complete and total customer satisfaction since 1966. Second toss is good. Ryan Jones with nine. Lead Siegel easily. Nobody else has more than three, and that's Charles Clark. Siegel trailing by five. Three ball near side from the baseline by Shaw. No good. Huge trip down for Siegel. They trail by five, trying to cut it here. Jones fakes left, goes right, bounce pass in traffic. Going up is Martin. It's good. And there is a foul.
Give the assist to Ryan Jones there. Put it through the needle there.
Tay Martin, the recipient of an outstanding pass from Jones. Martin with four and could cut that lead to three if he can convert. Or could cut that lead to two, rather, with this three-point play. Shot it and missed it. Off the front of the rim. Tipped out. McGee has it. Fadeaway jumper. Banked it in. McGee with his first basket, and the Laverne lead is one. Well, Laverne, or rather Siegel, has done what they set out to do, and that was to trim away at what was a 12-point 13-point lead, and they've done it here in this quarter. Lob underneath, Reese gets free, bounces it good. That's Kalen Fuller, called him Reese twice tonight. Fuller and Reese about the same height. Kalen Fuller with the basket. Laverne by three, 39 seconds in the half. Cutting through, Martin. Martin is so quick. He got free. He's been wide open on two of his three shots tonight. Laverne by one to the foul line. Shot. Bang. It's good. J.J. Horner. Stewart here on the near side for Siegel. 17 seconds with 16. 15 backs it back out. 13 seconds. Clock still rolling with 10 seconds. It's Laverne by three. Handoff pass to Martin with five, with four. Does he know the time? With two, with one. Pulls up for three and tried to make the pass. And it falls short. Your score here at the half, 29-26. Laverne leads Siegel. Laverne leads Siegel. And your score, 29-26. Here at halftime. We're going to take a break, come back. We've got all kinds of stats for you. And by the way, we want to congratulate state champion wrestler Scotty Boykin. Wins 11-4, and he is a state champion. Congratulations to Scotty. We're going to be right back with all the stats as we continue our coverage of State Farm 7AAA basketball.
Hey, this is Chuck from Murfreesboro Automotive. I just want to welcome everybody to come by our new shop. We've got ASE certified technicians, former GM dealership technicians. Our prices are very fair. Before any work is performed, we will give you an estimate. You'll know exactly what you're spending, so there's no surprises when you pick up your car. That's one thing we take a lot of pride in. No surprises at Murfreesboro Automotive, located between Chili's and Chewy's, just off of Broad Street.
We are at Olympus Athletic Club here in Murfreesboro, and we're asking people why they joined Olympus.
I love working out. They've got the weights I need and all the cardio that I need, and I just love the atmosphere here and the whole nine yards.
Olympus Athletic Club has two locations in Murfreesboro, one in Shelbyville and one in Spring Hill.
This is Sean Barber, founder of Olympus Athletic Club. We have the least expensive, most intensive athletic clubs in Middle Tennessee.
Get in the best shape of your life. Join Olympus Athletic Club online at gymolympus.com.
Reeve Saint Drugstore. There's an app for that. Add the Reeve Saint app to your mobile device, create an account, and you can order prescription refills, arrange for pickup and delivery, track upcoming refill dates in your medication record, and view your drug information. To download, visit reevesaint.com/refills. This is Lori Saint Smith at Reeve Saint at 1801 Memorial Boulevard. Also, visit us at reevesane.com.
Did you realize that 80 cents of every $1 spent in a locally owned small business goes back to the community? It helps employ your neighbors and friends, provides money for our local schools and roads. It's really important to shop local, shop small business. So shop at Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
The corner of Main and Middle Tennessee, next to the Boulevard Restaurant, behind Red Robin, next to the hospital, and also in Smyrna in the Target Center on Sam Ridley Parkway. Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Welcome back as we continue coverage of District 7 AAA basketball tournament action presented by State Farm here on WGNS. And as we have a break in the action now, we are going to get to the announcement of our 2012-2013 All Rutherford County Middle School Boys Basketball Team, sponsored by WGNS Primetime Sports, Intersource, and Winners Trophies and Sporting Goods. And making the team this year from Blackman Middle, Anthony Ochoa, David Ivey, and Jalen White. From Central Magnet, Cooper Bond. From Christiana, Preston Barge, Gentry Bonds, and Rodney Murray. From Eagleville, Joseph Sewell, Eric Hawks, and Matthew Boyette. From Laverne Middle School, Malik Gray, Bryce Williams, and Vincent Helms. And as we continue the announcement of the All-Rutherford County Middle School Boys Basketball Team, Middle Tennessee Christian Schools' Nathan Smith and Taylor Garner are on the team, along with Oakland's Omar Lyons, Dre Littaker, and Cody Miller. From Rock Springs, Trey Baliaz. From Rockvale, Vontae Martin and David Heath. From Siegel Middle School, the Cavaliers represented by Marcus Wilson and Danielson Whitmore. From Smyrna, Princeton Fant. And from Stewart's Creek Middle, Desmond Sales and Kristen Metwa. And from Whitworth Buchanan, Miles Cicero and Brennan Robinson. That is your 2012-2013 All Rutherford County Middle School Boys Basketball Team, presented by WGNS Primetime Sports, Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment. Andy DeGraw, we want to say thanks for helping us make this possible. And
It goes without saying, winner's trophies and sporting goods, and Kelly Hockenberry. She really outdid herself this year once again with the plaques for 51 total middle school basketball team members who made this all-county team that was decided on by the coaches, and it was voted on by the coaches, and these are the representatives in boys. A bit later on, we'll get to the announcement of the girls' team as well. And again, our thanks to Intersource and Winners Trophies, because without them, this honor for these young people would not be made available. By the way, you can check out our website, goprimetimesports.com, and on the right-hand side, there is a link for the all-county middle school basketball team. You can click on that and download full-size photos from our picture day, which was held this past week. And you can download those photos, save them for later. It also has who is who and where and what in the picture. So download that from our website, goprimetimesports.com. And again, on the right-hand side, you'll find a link for all-county middle school basketball team. And there you can find all of the information and upcoming in the Murfreesboro Post and Daily News Journal and other publications here in the Mid-State. All right, thanks again for the sponsorship from Intersource and Winners Trophies, along with WGNS Primetime Sports. Over 20 years we've done this. We're going to get back to more of the District 7 AAA tournament coverage here on WGNS. When we return, hope you'll stay with us.
For over four decades, Fans Heating and Air has been a symbol of quality for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Alton and Jason Fan are there to ensure quality to every customer, even showing up on site. Fans Heating and Air is located on Jayhawk Court near the County School Board offices. They ask that you stop by or call 893-7930. That's 893-7930. For friendly, complete service on Amana, Bryant, or York Heating and Air products, Fans will do it all. Sell you your choice of products and then install it with their factory-trained, experienced professional staff. In the unlikely event you need service, Fans will be there with trained technicians. Fans specializes in new homes, custom homes, or existing buildings. Give Fans Heating and Air a call today, 893-7930, 893-7930. Good luck to all our schools and student athletes from Fans Heating and Air.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
We're back here as we continue our halftime, 29-26, Laverne leading Siegel, and Andy DeGraw is going to join us here for just a minute or so with Intersource. And Andy, you've got ice down your arm. You said you've been throwing stuff in the stands.
Been throwing things out in the stands all day. I'm going to go home and ice the wing down a little bit. It's a little sore.
I know you got it upstairs too, though. I mean, you got a pretty good arm.
I crow hopped on that one and got up there. Did you see that?
I did. I did. I thought somebody was coming out of the stands over the railing after
I
you.
I think that's the one that did me in, too.
Oh, really? Well, it's been a great tournament, and Walter Dixon did not hit all the shots that he needed to for the $10,000, but seemed like an awfully good sport about it.
He had a good time, and he was a good sport about it. It was it was a tough thing to do. You had to pretty much make all of them without missing anything, and unfortunately, he missed a couple and didn't have the time to finish it out, but he had a good time, walked away with some other cool prizes, so it was a good day.
Well, I guess we want to kind of look ahead just a little bit to spring sports, and you're going to announce here in the coming days what we're going to do in the spring, right?
That's right. I guess Tuesday will be the championship games, and we'll announce then what we're going to do for this spring. We're looking forward to it. Should be another fun time.
Sounds good. Are you going to continue with the free throw contest Monday and Tuesday?
We will. We'll continue with that throughout the rest of the tournament, and that's something we're going to continue to do through the baseball season, too, try and do some on-site little special promotions at each game and give some things away. It's kind of fun to give things away.
Yeah, it is. Kind of like Santa Claus all year long.
I'm sort of shaped like Santa Claus all year long, too.
I think you have to have that prerequisite to be in radio, too. Andy, we appreciate it. We're going to catch up with you on Monday night, okay?
Okay, sounds good. See you then.
Andy DeGraw joining us from Intersource. And I wanted to mention as well that if you would like to listen to the Blue Raiders versus Arkansas Little Rock, tune in now to 89.5 WMOT. We're going to get you to the games as soon as we're done here with our high school coverage. But right now, John's going to get some stats to you here from Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Game Days Team Sports.
Are you going to, like, tell the score of the MTSU game until everybody turn the radio off? Okay, never mind.
No.
Okay. Scoring looked like this for Laverne. Antonio Coward with 6 points. It was Kalen Fuller with 4. Martin Reyes had 2. J.J. Horner with 2. Marquise Johns with 3. Isaiah Reese had 4. DeLorean Sparks had 6. And Cortez Shaw with 2. For Siegel, it was Damian Clark with 2. Charles Clark with 3. Tay Martin with 6. John A. Simpson with 2. D.J. McGee with 2. Trey Trice with 2. And Ryan Jones had 9. Team stats, 11 rebounds for Laverne, 18 for Siegel. Siegel shot 32% from the field, 9 of 28. Laverne, 11 of 24 for 46%, 5 threes in there. Laverne, 4 of 5 from the free throw line for 80%, 4 of 7 for Siegel for 57%. Turnovers, fairly even. Laverne, 11, and Siegel had 8. Laverne led 16-6 at the end of the first quarter, 29-24 here at halftime. Make that 29-26 here at halftime. Fans, Heating and Air, Winners, Trophies, and Game Days, Team Sports provides you the starting lineups and stats each and every ball game.
All right, John, thank you very much. And by the way, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance highlighting Scotty Boykin, winner, state champion in the 195-pound weight class in state wrestling, 11-4 win over Billy Ralston of Walker Valley, the first wrestling state champion for Riverdale since 1973's Dennis Harrison.
I was there, remember it well.
Isaiah Reese starts off the scoring, gets down low with a basket. Reese with 6, and now a Siegel timeout to talk about it as Siegel trails 31-26. And John, how about a final word on the evening from Bob Bug and Stan Vaught?
All right, don't settle for anything less than the best. That's Bob Park's auction team of Stan Vaught and Bob Bug. With their years of market experience to work for you, you can consider it sold with Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction, 896-4600, and online at bobparksauction.com. And I want to remind you, tonight's game brought to you by Toots Good and Fun, Good Food and Fun, Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment, Olympus Gym, State Farm agent Andy Womack, and Reeves Sane Drugstore.
Ryan Jones walking it up the floor after the Siegel timeout. Siegel scores a lot of times out of this. Burton for 3, it's off the front of the rim. Rebound, Horner rips it down. Horner up the floor, gives it to Sparks. Long pass, Sutton catches it in the corner. Thought I heard a whistle. Reese now to DeLorean Sparks. Now right side Sutton steps in, backs out. Sparks, top of the key. Gooch guarding. Let me flip it back out. I failed to give you the starting lineup. I'll do that quick as I can remember. Sutton throws it away. It's Clark, Jones, Burton, and Gooch for Siegel. Horner, Johns, Reese, Sparks, and Sutton for Laverne. Charles Clark, the 3, no good. Burton with the rebound off the glass. Oh, missed it. Rebound. Damian Clark puts it in the hole. Damian Clark with 4. Those starting lineups and all the stats in every game brought to you by Winners Trophies, Game Days Team Sports, and Fans Heating and Air. Driving the lane is Sparks. They try to feed down low. They get it in to Reese. Has it partially blocked. It is blocked, but they run down the loose ball. The 3 ball way out there. DeLorean Sparks, first bank 3 from the top of the key. Ball loose. Gooch picks it up after it was tipped. Charles Clark, can he answer? It's off the back of the rim. Rebound tipped out by Burton and controlled by Laverne, I think. Nobody has control of it now. Still rolling around. Finally corralled by J.J. Horner. Horner feeds in the corner, finds Sparks, gives it up to J.J. Horner again for the long baseline jumper. It's good. 36-28, Laverne. Bounce pass, stolen away. Gooch intended that for Burton, and stepping in front of that pass was Johns. He's got it now, left wing. No-look pass into the near corner. The 3 on the way, no good by Horner. Rebound, coming out of there with it is Charles Clark down the far sideline. Clark stutter steps, fakes, goes inside. They're going to call a blocking foul. And should be a couple of shots upcoming here for Charles Clark.
So far, Brian, Charles Clark's had a rough night shooting the ball. Now I think he's going to try to take it inside a little bit and try to open up his game a little.
Foul is on J.J. Horner. It's his first foul. Charles Clark at the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. The first one, no good. Fans Heating and Air offering the finest products and service, and they have done that since 1966. Give Alton and Jason Fan a call, 893-7930. Second toss for Charles. Shot it. Got it.
drained that one. Charles Clark with four, and he has had a tough night with only 4 points. 36-29, a very low-scoring game between these two very potent offenses. And the officials have had some part of that. They caught a lot of fouls. And here's a foul on John A. Simpson, I believe. Nope. It's on McGee. Laverne looking to inbound. Broken up, but Laverne controls it. Now Sutton in the corner for the first bank three. Sutton with his first basket of the night. Burton for the answer. It's off the lip of the rim. Rebound Reese. 39-29. Siegel spent the entire second quarter battling back, and now that lead is back at 10 for Laverne. Three, fadeaway. John's no good. Rebound. McGee's going to have a lay-in. Missed it. Rebound put back off the glass. It's good for John A. Simpson. Siegel has still not shaken off the rust. And now McGee steps in front of it again. He's going to lay it in the hole. No, it's blocked from behind. But Jones following through with the basket. Ryan Jones with 11 and a timeout on the floor. Just that quickly, the lead for Laverne is down to 6. 30-second break for us. Make that 1 minute. We'll be right back. State Farm 7 AAA basketball continues on the other side.
This is Jeff Mullins with J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts on West Northfield Boulevard, right behind the Green Bank and beside Fuji's. My granddad taught me early on, you just treat people like you want to be treated, and people will keep opening up your door. We are going to make sure you get a quality product. We're going to make sure that you get great service. That's just been the way we've always done business. West Northfield Boulevard, right behind Green Bank and right next door to Fuji's Restaurant.
Stuck in a state of falling behind, struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama. Let me help you simplify and get you to a better state. By handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies could mean earning discounts worth up to 40%.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama. 890-0850.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Laverne inbounds after the timeout, 39-33. Laverne with the lead, 4:15 to go in the third. And now Laverne has thrown it away, but now Siegel has thrown it right back to him. J.J. Horner picks it off. Sutton, foul line, glides in the lane, blocked by Trice, but they call a foul. A little too much body there, apparently. Trey Trice, his first. That's his first foul. At the Fans Heating and Air free throw line, Charles Sutton. Shot it, got it. 4 points for him. He has several aliases, Charles Sutton, Charles Macon Sutton, and even tonight, Chucky Sutton. Misses the second as it bounces around four times, and ball rebounded by Siegel finally. Bounced around the rim so many times. Jones between the circles. Siegel hasn't had a run here in this quarter yet. Charles Clark. Foul line jumper, swish. Charles Clark with 6. Somebody's going to have a breakout moment. 5-point Laverne lead, and driving the lane is Sutton, and he's going to be fouled by Charles Clark, I believe.
Well, Sutton's kind of just made up his mind. He's going to take it to him, and if they keep fouling like that, it may be a successful plan, but you got to hit your free throws when you do that or finish your layups.
Hit one of two the last time up. Hits this one. The Fans Heating and Air free throw line. They provided unparalleled product, service, and support since 1966. Second toss. Yep. 6 points for Sutton. 7-point lead. I guess 13 was the largest lead Laverne has had. And I don't think Siegel has led in the game, have they, John? Maybe early, but I don't think so.
I think it's been Laverne. I think they opened it up with a three, and Siegel got two, and that was it. That's the closest they've come.
I think you're right, yep. And it was a three-point game at the half.
Right.
But it took the entire second quarter for Laverne, or for Siegel, to catch up, and now it's kind of been the same story here. 41-35 Laverne. Jones flips it back out front to Charles Clark. He's working the far side. Now top of the key. Trying to penetrate. Can't do it. Now fires up the three. It's in and out. Rebound underneath McGee. And on the floor, they got a Siegel timeout. Siegel didn't call a timeout.
No. I think Isaiah Reese called the timeout.
Reese called the timeout, but they pointed over to Siegel. But anyway, it's a 30-second break, which we'll step aside and take as well. Laverne ball when we come back.
Okay, Jose, Tex-Mex cuisine.
Hola, amigos. This is Sergio from Okay Jose. I'm the manager. Come join us. Come try us out. We would like to earn your business. We make everything fresh from scratch. Go and join us for a good quality meal.
Mondays are mini burritos. Tuesdays are tacos. And Wednesdays are enchiladas for just 99 cents. Happy hour every day from 3 to 7 at Okay Jose.
Okay Jose, Tex-Mex cuisine. In the Walmart Shopping Center on Rutherford Boulevard. Where are you going for lunch?
Okay Jose.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Laverne ball, length of the floor to go in the backcourt. They get it down into the corner to Cook, who came into the game. Cook is in and Coward in there as well. Ball on the floor. Nobody has possession. They're going to call jump ball, and it will be Siegel's basketball on the possession arrow. Length of the floor to go for Siegel. And Burton gives it up to Jones, and he walks it across the timeline now. Jones looking inside. Cutting through is McGee. They don't catch him. Jones bounces it to Gooch. Now underneath, Burton amongst the trees. He's fouled by Isaiah Reese. That's a tough foul there for Reese.
That's a tough call. That's a tough foul to call, really, because the two guys are standing there. Burton kind of ran into them, but really nobody made a whole lot of contact. It just kind of stopped play, you know.
Franklin County beat Shelbyville girls tonight, 35-32. A mild upset there. Franklin County, a winner over Shelbyville. Burton at the foul line, nails the first. He'll have another at the Fans Heating and Air free throw line, and that's Burton's first points tonight. Second one is good. He's usually deadly at the free throw line. 4-point lead for Laverne. I would say that if you have your slippers on, you might want to put your track shoes on here for this final quarter. 2:30 to go, and Siegel has stolen it away. Burton looks over the three, now drives in the lane, tries to pass, gets it back. Pass tip back to him, now to Jones. Jones left wing to Burton. Burton's three, a little off. Rebound Sutton. Sutton's got it on the floor, roars out of there with it. Sutton to the foul line, Sutton to the rack. Sutton misses, but he's fouled. And Charles Chucky Sutton making goes to the foul line. Trice with the foul.
Well, Chucky's getting people in foul trouble, that's for sure.
Sutton, first free throw, good. They're going to continue to send him to the free throw line. He's going to continue to do this. It's going to be a long night.
He's kind of taking it upon himself, just I'm going to drive. I'm going to see until somebody stops me.
He's got 1 3-point basket, and the rest of his 7 points have been at the charity stripe. Second free throw, shot it, got it. 8 points, leading scorer is DeLorean Sparks with 9. 43-37, Laverne leads. They've led all the way. Damian Clark in the paint, dishes back out to Charles Clark between the circles. backs it up a tad here, tries to use a pick, and they try to go underneath to Damian Clark, and intercepting it is Antonio Cowart. Now Burton ties it up. It's going to be Laverne basketball on the alternate possession arrow with 1:41 to go in the third.
That's a good play there by Siegel, but even though Laverne got it back, but you can't, sometimes I think these kids just get the ball and they start going, and that was probably a chance where Cowart should have held up a little bit.
In the lane, Sutton makes a nice move, misses the shot. Now double-teamed, has to dish back out. Cowart has it. Cowart fakes right, now goes left, gives it up to Sutton. Sutton with Burton guarding. Back out to Cowart. Coach Chambers yells something out there. Now back to Sutton. Far side, J.J. Horner. In the corner now, Fuller. They're whipping it around the horn outside. Sutton's going to cut outside. Pass intended for him, and Johns made a great play to save it from going out of bounds. 56 seconds. Johns has it right wing, and he backs it out. Sutton now has it between the rings.
Going for the last shot here, I think.
44 seconds, and they do back it back up, and Siegel going to sag back in and allow it. Now Burton comes out. They cleared the lane. Sutton lost the ball. Here comes Jones for Siegel. Jones off the left block. It goes, and there is a foul. It hung on the rim, finally fell through for Ryan Jones. He's got 13, and will go to the foul line.
That's a big turnaround. Laverne looking for the last shot, have the turnover, and then Siegel comes back. Got a chance to cut it even more.
Cowart with the foul, and at the fans heating and air free throw line, 22. Ryan Jones missed the plus one there. 43-39, 23 seconds to go. Laverne basketball after the missed free throw. Sutton to DeLorean Sparks over on the right side. Sparks tries to hit Fuller and threw it away. So Siegel's going to have 9.9. Inbounding here on the near sideline. Jones in the backcourt has Johns all over him with six, with five. They get it across the timeline. Jones with three, with two. Got to go, and he fires it up off the front of the rim. Your score after three quarters of play, Laverne 43, Siegel 39. You're listening to State Farm 7 AAA basketball on WGNS.
Haynes Brothers Lumber Company specializes in replacement and custom windows and doors. This is Terry Haynes, and Sun Windows and Doors have a wide array of options to fit every application and budget. Our knowledgeable staff will help you with design ideas to answering technical glass performance questions. Haynes Brothers Lumber and Sun Windows and Doors. It's a winning combination. Call us today at 893-1515 or stop by our showroom on Northwest Broad Street. Haynes Brothers Lumber Company and Sun Windows, the people you know, the people you trust.
This is Ben Weatherford. First Bank understands the importance of sound financial planning and investing. First Bank provides access to the full range of professional services of Invest Financial Corporation. Whether you're saving for retirement, college tuition, or other expenses, a registered representative of Invest can help you make investment choices that will help you achieve your goals. I'm Ben Weatherford, and please come by First Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And we are back here for the fourth quarter of play, 43-39. 43-39, your score. Siegel with the ball. They trail Laverne here in the semifinal game. Charles Clark drives the lane off the right block. Good, it went. Charles Clark. 8 points for Clark. And Siegel is within two. Sutton steps in, slips a little bit. Now pass down low. Off the left block, it's Horner. He got the easy basket as the defender fell down. Ball tipped into the stands. It should be Siegel ball. Now Laverne fans thought it was Laverne
Who is it?
Well,
it is the Burns.
If they had a turnover there, and but they thought it was still Siegel's ball.
It's going to be Laverne's basketball. 4-point lead for the Wolverines. Sparks drives in. Reese goes high off the glass. And that's Fuller again. He fooled me. No, it wasn't.
It was Reese. Yeah.
Now Reese is going to foul on the other end.
I think peanuts have a tendency to hurt your vision. I'm not sure. I've read that somewhere.
Thinks that's what it is. Well, I'm blind.
Since you ate the whole bottle. I think it may be the honey roasted ones. I'm not sure.
Foul is on Reese. That is his fourth at the line for huge free throws is Jones, and he misses the first. He'll have another at the Fans Heating and Air free throw line, 893-7930. The number for Fans Heating and Air. Call him now for that spring tune-up.
Well, Siegel's not done very well at the free throw line tonight at all.
Jones hits this one.
They're
14
around 50%.
For Jones. 50% from the free throw line. They've almost stolen it away in the backcourt. They're going to call a jump ball. Laverne on the alternate possession. Sutton said had nobody to pass it to. Could read his lips from up here, and
Sutton,
he didn't.
Sutton's kind of a unique player. He used to play guard. Now he's playing, you know, small forward.
They lob it up there to him. He pulls it down. He is a smooth player. Three from the corner. No good for J.J. Horner. Rebound Siegel. Stars need this basket. They trail by five. 6:48 to go. They've trailed the whole game. McGee, foul line, glides in. McGee tries it off the block. It's no good. Last touch by Laverne. You know, John, in the regular season in girls basketball, there wasn't an upset. Boys basketball, there hasn't been an upset. Hasn't been an upset in the tournament so far. Charles Clark, the three, no good. Rebound, Damian Clark has it. Jones for three, no good off the side of the rim. Charles Clark over the back foul. I guess you might have, well, I don't really think you can call the 4-5 game Smyrna and Siegel girls an upset because they split during the regular season. So taking that out of the equation, since that 4-5 game was decided by a coin flip, there has not been an upset in the tournament thus far. Is this an upset?
Well,
brewing?
I think if you look at records, it might be. But it is the two playing the three. But if you look at the records, I would say yes. It would be if Siegel doesn't come back and win this game.
Sparks with the foul, I think.
It would be a mild upset, I think. I think because Laverne is very talented, but
not Sparks, but Clark with the foul. He fouled Sparks. Charles Clark with four fouls. Stolen away by Gooch. Can Jones get there? Yes, he can. Glides to the lane. Puts it up. No good. Rebound off the glass. Won't fall. But there is a foul.
Well, a turnover by Laverne, and Siegel really has struggled with that first basket going up, and they just really haven't been able to have a lot of them fall for them. And even the second shot is, you take away some of the easy shots that they've missed tonight, there's probably six in there. That wasn't so easy by Jones, but.
Jones with 15 points tonight after hitting that Fans Heating and Air free throw. He's got another attempt upcoming. Shot it and missed it. Crawled over the rim, wouldn't fall. 47-43. 4-point Laverne lead, 6:04 to go. Sutton, pass down low to Johns. It's tipped out of bounds by Siegel.
Good coverage by Gooch, because I think Johns had an easy layup if he doesn't tip that ball.
Sutton to Reyes, who's in the game. Now to back to Sutton. Gets a lane to the basket. Good. And there is a foul.
Did you see Charles Sutton on that play? He said he asked for the ball. Said, give it to me, and he went to the basket.
Damian Clark picks up the foul. That's his second. Seventh team foul, so Laverne's in the bonus as well. And Sutton converts the three-point play. Lead back at seven. Siegel hasn't gotten closer than three, I don't think, here in the later stages of the game. Jones pulls
trusted source for entertainment, 815-1800.
Business owner, does your business have patients or customers spending time in a waiting room? Are they grumbling, how much longer? Well, they do. This is Andy with Intersource, and we're experts in patient and customer entertainment. Let us put the perfect package together for you. For patient and customer entertainment, you got to go to the source, Intersource.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment, 815-1800.
It's time for Blue Raider Baseball, and Lightning's Locker Room is ready to update your Middle Tennessee baseball gear. Lightning's Locker Room has new Nike tees, new era brand on-the-field flat bill hats, just like the players wear, and the new white Sunday hats. Don't miss your chance to be one of the first to wear the new Blue Raider gear. Visit Lightning's Locker Room off-campus location, 910 Ridgely Road. Just turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's. They're also open at the stadium Fridays and game days. Lightning's Locker Room.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
We are back in Laverne's. Charles Sutton drives right side and shoots, scores. He's got 13, 52-47. Siegel cut it to three, now back to five. If you're just now rejoining us here, had a partial outage. Gooch for three. It is off the front of the rim. Rebound tipped away, and now Laverne lost it out of bounds. So Siegel will have the ball on the far sideline, or far baseline rather, with 4:46 to go in what has been a tight game throughout. John got to call a very tight game between Oakland and Blackman girls. Blackman winning it 38-33. Burton for three. No good.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. We have some delicious salads, and also one of our most popular menu items is grilled chicken on a stick. Two or three skewers, your choice, grilled fresh chicken, marinated overnight, and it's even served with broccoli if you like. At Toots, we're very proud of our menu and our menu prices and our daily specials. Please visit us at any of our three locations, 860 Northwest Broad Street, 2992 South Church, or 301 Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna.
Good food and fun. Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
It's Siegel basketball. Burton off the glass from the right block. Burton scores 52-49. 4 minutes, 7 seconds on the clock. DeLorean Sparks. They get it down to Reese. Reese drives. Offensive foul. They wipe the basket off.
And that puts Reese out as well.
That is 24, Reese, and he is done. So he fouls out with 4:02 left in the game. That is the first victim of what could be several here, John, and that's really a big play.
He took a good shot, but he had a guy open down there, and I just was really thinking he might go to him instead of trying to take it in himself. But he didn't. It's an offensive foul, and he's on the bench.
3-point lead for Laverne. Coming here to the near side is Jones. Steps in, backs out. Now three for the tie. Burton, no good. Jones with the rebound and brings it back out. Ryan Jones going to reset. Jones to Charles Clark, fakes the three, now drives in the lane. Pulls up, no good. Clark goes up again, and he's fouled. The foul is on Sparks, did he say? DeLorean Sparks, third foul for him. At the foul line, Charles Clark missed the first.
They've uncharacteristically missed free throws tonight. Charles Clark's an excellent free throw shooter, and he struggled a bit tonight.
Second from the Fans Heating and Air free throw line is good. He's got 9. The lead for Laverne is 2. This is as close as Siegel has been. Driving the lane, Charles Sutton off the glass, no good. Tipped up and coming down with the rebound is Siegel. Here's Jones. Jones stutter steps, lost it off his foot. Siegel fans don't agree, but that is the exact call.
I think Ryan himself knew that, but he did a great acting job there.
He did. He sold it to the other guys across the way, didn't he?
Sure did.
DeLorean Sparks down the far sideline. 3:10. Clock rolling. 2-point Laverne lead. They've led throughout. From the foul line left side. Shot no good. Rebound going up. Sutton. Money shot right there. 15 for Charles Sutton.
We'll give Horner credit on that rebound, and he tipped it back over to Sutton.
In the lane, Gooch goes up. Gooch is going to be fouled, and he's going to go to the foul line. But, John, unless something turns around here, Siegel going to the foul line has not been automatic.
No, you're right. I think they're like one of two, you know, each time they go up here. Big free throws here for Gooch.
Shot it and got it. Got the shooter's bounce.
They've been there a lot tonight, though. They've got, this is the 19th, this will be the 20th attempt.
And that's Dominique Gooch's first basket tonight.
They're 10 of 20, or 10 of 19.
And now they're 11 of 20. Siegel back within two, 2:49 and rolling here. In the backcourt, tied up. They call jump ball and Siegel basketball on the alternate possession.
Laverne is really keeping going to the sidelines, and they're trapping him every time on that right side. And you just can't do that. You've got to keep it in the middle of the court.
And in trouble is Jones, and Jones is fouled by Johns. Johns got a little too close defensively there and pushed. That's the second foul on Johns, and going to the foul line is Ryan Jones. Should be for two. Shot it, got it. Ryan Jones with 18. If he hits this one, he'll not only have 19 points, but he will tie it up here at the Fans Heating and Air free throw line, and he does. 54 all. Hasn't been tied since the tip. Lace him up. 2:30 to go. Right side in the corner is Cowart. Cowart back to Sparks. Works between the rings, fakes right, goes left, goes inside, fires it up, and missed. Long pass up. Ryan Jones, will Siegel have the lead? Yes, sir. Ryan Jones with 21, Siegel by 2, first lead of the game. Cowart cutting through in the lane, 2-point basket, won't fall for Horner. Rebound, Siegel. 2:04 to go, and we've got a timeout on the floor. 56-54, Siegel will be right back.
Hello, my name is Marianne Jimenez, and I'm an account rep for Franklin's Printing. I work with business people every day who are trying to save money on their printing costs. At Franklin's Printing, we know how to save our customers money and time on their printing needs. Have you thought about different ways you can save money on printing? Maybe you'd like to get some ideas from a professional. We have hundreds of customers who have saved money at Franklin's Printing. Call me now at Franklin's Printing. I'm Mary Ann at Franklin's Printing. Have a great day.
This is Steve Grimsley of Zippy Shell, where we offer convenient, affordable mobile storage solutions. If you're decluttering or selling your home, remodeling, moving, or just in need of some storage space, call us, 216-7879. We deliver a unit to you, you pack it, we pick it up and store it in our local warehouse. No need to rent a truck or make multiple trips to a storage facility. We pride ourselves in excellent customer service and are locally owned and operated. Call us at 216-7879. That's 216-7879. Zippy Shell Mobile Storage Solutions.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And tonight's game brought to you by Gil's Ace Hardware, the helpful place. Brings you text alerts of local sports scores during the game. You can sign up at WGNSradio.com. Stop by and see Jenny Williams and everyone at Gil's Ace Hardware on Nissan Drive in Gillsville. That number, 459-4457.
Siegel with the inbounds in the backcourt, and there's a foul coming up the floor on Marquise Johns, sending Ryan Jones to the charity stripe with a minute 58 to go. Siegel with a two-point lead. They took the lead at 56 to 54. Ryan Jones adding to it now.
And they're starting to get in a rhythm at the free throw line. They've hit their last six.
Ryan Jones has done a lot of that. Now they've hit their last seven. Ryan Jones' free throws down the stretch have been big. Four-point lead for Siegel. Cowart fakes. Now the back out front. Still plenty of time for Laverne. Sparks. Left side, Sutton, who's been a horse, fouled by Gooch. It's going to be 1-1. So he'll head to the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. Got to hit the first to get the second. Charles Sutton with 15 points as he toes the stripe. Shot it. Got it. Mr. Automatic will have another. 58-55. Siegel. Burton back into the game. There's a minute 43 to go. Shot it and missed it. Rebound. Gooch has it. Gooch to Jones. The lead is three for the Stars. Jones gets it down across the timeline now. Backs it back out near midcourt. Hands it off to Gooch. Gooch is going to lose it. Gets the timeout called. Timeout. Siegel with a minute 22 to go. We'll step aside as well here on State Farm 7 AAA basketball tournament coverage.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad.
And this is Eric. We're more than just mufflers. Our ESC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Come by for our $19.99 oil change special, complete with tire rotation. That's right, only $19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger's and the Country Club.
$19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Trust the Midas touch.
We have a saying here in the Tennessee Valley, if you don't like the weather, just give it a few minutes and it'll change, which is why you need a heating and cooling system that can keep up, like a high-efficiency electric heat pump that starts saving you money the minute you turn it on. And now that your local power company and TVA are offering 8% financing for up to 10 years, there's never been a smarter time to make the switch. So call your local power company or log on to EnergyRight.com.
Contact Murfreesboro Electric Department at 893-5514 or MurfreesboroElectric.com.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And Siegel inbounds the basketball with the minute 20 and rolling here left in the game. Jones drives, glides in the lane. Little runner is good. Ryan Jones, 25 points. He's going to be our player of the game for them. Sutton on the other end misses it. Rebound, Burt. Fighting for it. Pulls it out. Down the floor. Five-point lead for Siegel. They have the ball. Clock at 56 seconds. Laverne's going to have to foul now. Jones, they do foul Ryan Jones, and I'm not so sure that that's the one that I would want to foul.
That's definitely not the right guy, but what he's trying to do is he's trying to keep the ball with him to force them to put him on the free throw line instead of somebody else.
We're going to go ahead and name him our Loveless Fine Photography Player of the Game. And going to go with Charles Sutt for Laverne. He's got 16 so far. Jones hands that one. Loveless Fine Photography, the official senior photographer for Riverdale, Blackman, Siegel, and Eagleville. See and order sports team photos at lovelessphotography.com. They're on Clark Boulevard between Memorial and Highland. He just nailed the second one. 27 for Jones. 62-55 Siegel. They have come off of the deck to win this game here, maybe. 42 seconds. Johns for three, rolls around the lip of the rim, rebound, Damian Clark to Burton, and they're going to take Burton to the other end to shoot free throws. It's going to come down to hitting free throws now, and Siegel has been pretty good at it here in the last quarter here.
Well, really, the play of Ryan Jones has kind of sparked the Siegel onto this lead here, as he's pretty much been deadly at the free throw line, protected the basketball, but there have been 17 turnovers. by Laverne, and three costly ones in this quarter.
Your minus and Murfreesboro shift to the game. Ryan Jones free throws that gave Siegel a 56-54 lead, which they still hold now, 63-55. Midas, your one-stop shop for brakes, oil change, and all of your auto repair needs on Broad near Northfield. Trust the Midas touch.
10 straight free throws. There's a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde of free throw shooting.
So Burton just hit another one, and now Laverne puts up a three, hope and a prayer. It's no good, goes out of bounds, and Siegel basketball. This one about over. And the inbounds, there's going to be... What happened? Said Ryan Jones kicked it out of bounds, or it was out of bounds off of Jones. So Siegel turnover, Laverne basketball, 26.9. Inbounds, the three, up and off the front of the rim. Rebound comes out deep, and Jones has it. Jones stutter steps, lobs it over to Damian Clark for the slam. Damian Clark with eight, and that's the exclamation point in this game. It's going to look like a blowout, but Siegel didn't lead until very late. This two, no good by Johns, and Siegel holding on to the ball. The Siegel Stars headed to the championship game with a 66-55 win over Laverne.